In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
A light has gone out. My friend Simeon has died. He was a good man. I have seen many friends die, many lights go out. But this time I saw a light enter the world. Simeon had been promised by God that before he died, he would see the Lord's Messiah. So Simeon came to the temple courts, and there he saw a young woman with her husband and her firstborn baby. And the baby was consecrated as the law requires. And the Holy Spirit prompted Simeon to come to the temple. And as he came, he lifted the baby and said,
"Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel."
I spend a lot of time in the temple now. I am a widow of many years and I live there. I spend my time day and night praying and praising God and fasting. And I saw what Simeon saw. I saw that light that others did not see that had entered the world. And I remembered the words of the prophet Isaiah, which said, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And I too saw the family in the temple. And I went up to them and I shared with them. And I saw that light that came into the world. And then I went and talked to anyone in the temple that would listen to me about the word of God that had came, that light that had entered into the world, that light which would never be put out.
Cousin Elizabeth is going to have a baby after all these years. Thank you for hearing their prayers. And thank you, Lord, for Joseph. Thank you that he loves me and he wants to marry me. I feel very, very blessed. And I promise that I will try to be a good wife and I will love him and honour him forever. Oh, and I will love you and honour you too, Lord, forever. Amen.
Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you.
I don't understand. What do you mean?
Don't be afraid, Mary. God has sent me to give you a message. He is very pleased with you and has greatly blessed you. You're going to have a baby, a son, and you'll name him Jesus. He will be great and be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will make him king, as his ancestor David was, and he will be king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
But how can I have a baby? I am a virgin.
Through the Holy Spirit, God's power rests upon you. And so your child will be called the Son of God, for there's nothing that God cannot do.
I am the Lord's servant. May it happen to me just as you have said.
Come on, admit it. We're lost, aren't we? Again.
Well,
I knew it. I don't know why I let you talk me into this. It was bad enough getting here in the first place. I thought you knew where you were going. Just follow the star, you said. Yes, great, brilliant idea. Of course, that does mean travelling at night, but that's fine. A group of strangers in a strange land, wearing fine clothes and carrying expensive gifts, wandering lost through the hills, where there's thieves and wild animals and shepherds. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, nothing did go wrong, though, did it?
Yes, well, that was more by luck than judgment, if you ask me. And we'd never have found the place if we hadn't stopped at the palace to ask for directions, which, I might add, was my suggestion.
Yes, and I still think that was our only mistake. I don't trust that King Herod. We turned our eyes for a moment from heavens to an earthly king. I fear something terrible may happen as a result.
Yes, all of which brings us to our current predicament, finding our way home. Now, of course, the sensible thing to do would have been to retrace our steps. But no, somebody didn't want us to go back the way we came. That would have been far too simple, wouldn't it?
I told you, I had a dream that warned me not to go back to the palace.
We should have brought a man.
Yes, well, it's all very well to be wise after the event. True wisdom is having the foresight to see things before they happen.
I told you before we set off, we should have brought a man. But nobody ever listens.
Don't worry. We'll find our way home.
You seem very sure.
How can you doubt it after what we've seen?
What did we see? I'm still not sure I know. A child. Just an ordinary child. And his mother, not much more than a child herself. In a simple house. Not like any king I've ever seen. And yet, his star shone brighter than any other in the night sky. And when we came to that place, we were welcomed. Strange men from a faraway land, not knowing what had drawn us there. We turned up, uninvited, with nothing to say, not even able to speak their language. And yet, they welcomed us. They offered us food. They had so little, and yet what little they had, they shared with us. It was only then that we remembered that we hadn't come empty-handed. We'd brought gifts, gold, frankincense and myrrh. How out of place those gifts seem, and yet somehow just right. Was this child really the king of the Jews? And if so, what was that to us? We're not Jews. He's not our king. And yet, when we saw him, we worshipped him. What was it that we saw?
A star, a light in the darkness.
Yes. You know, I've always looked to the heavens for guidance. I'm not sure I really knew what I was looking for, but somehow I know I've found it.
Look, do you see that constellation over there?
Yes.
You know what that means?
Yeah. Yes. It means home's that way.
Mary! Mary. Oh, are you okay? What's wrong? Blessed are you, and blessed is this baby you'll bear. But how amazing that the mother of my Lord should come and visit me.
How did you know?
As soon as I heard your voice, the baby in my womb jumped for joy. Zachariah, look who's here. He's been like this ever since he burnt incense in the temple.
That's when you saw the angel. And the angel told you about the child. You must have been so excited. But it's what you've always wanted, what you've prayed for all these years.
Exactly. I think that's why he found it so difficult to believe. He wants this child so much, but we tried so many times. I think even though he can see it growing inside me, he's not going to believe it until he holds it in his arms.
But God has promised. You believe it, don't you?
I found it hard at first. Those first 5 months, I hid myself away. I didn't breathe a word to anyone. But I do now. I do. I know that God has done this for me, that God's shown me favour and taken away any disgrace. Mary, you are blessed to believe the message that God has given you is true. But you are young. You haven't known heartbreak and disappointment like we have.
Haven't I? Well, Elizabeth,
what is it, Mary? What's wrong?
I know that I've been greatly blessed. And I know that God is with me. But Joseph, when I told him I was pregnant, he didn't believe God's message either. He broke off the engagement.
Oh, Mary.
Yes. Well, at least I think so. He hasn't been able to speak since he saw the angel in the temple.
Ah, yes. The angel that told him he was going to have a child. There seems to be a lot of that about at the moment.
Yes.
How's the journey?
Fine. But I'm glad to be back. I've missed home and my friends and people.
Mary, you must go away. Not straight away. In a few months.
But Joseph, where will I go? Elizabeth's my only family, and the baby's due soon. They won't have any room for me, and...
Bethlehem! You must go to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem? But that's miles away, and I don't know anyone there. Joseph, why?
It's the Romans. Caesar has issued a decree, signed some sort of census. All men must return to the land of their ancestors to be counted. I'm a descendant of David, so I must return to Bethlehem, and you have to come with me, if you are to be my wife. That's if you'll still have me.
But I don't understand.
While you're away, I don't know how to describe it. It's, an angel came to see me, as I said, there's a lot of that about. And he told me what you tried to tell me. He said that this child of yours is from God, and I shouldn't be afraid to take you as my wife. Mary, I'm so sorry. I should never have doubted you. Could you ever forgive me? I don't have much, but what I have is yours.
It's a big enough blanket. I thought we could share.
You're supposed to be watching the sheep.
Well, I was cold. It gets cold up here on these hills at night. And dark. And lonely. It's not good for a man to be alone. I heard that somewhere. In the law or the scriptures or something.
Have you been drinking?
Just a bit. Keep off the chill.
It's my turn to be sleeping. I have the blanket when I'm sleeping. When you're sleeping, you can have the blanket.
But I'm cold now. Go on, give us a hug.
Go away.
That's the trouble with being a shepherd. Nobody trusts you. Nobody wants you around.
I'm a shepherd too. The reason I don't want you around is you're an annoying drunk who's disturbing me when I'm trying to sleep.
Haven't you seen the way they look at us when we go into town? All suspicious. Like we're going to pinch stuff off them. Like we're outsiders. And how come we never get invited to dinner parties or bar mitzvahs? It's because they don't like us.
What do you expect? An invitation to the palace to see the king?
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind that, actually, yeah.
We're shepherds. The reason we don't get invited is not because they don't like us. It's because we've got a job to do. These sheep aren't going to watch themselves. Speaking of which, you should be watching the sheep. I'm sleeping.
Watching? Watching what? Watching the rest of the world have fun while I'm stuck up here on this hill? Even she doesn't understand me. Oh, I don't know. All I need is a chance. But nothing exciting ever happens to me.
Now, I'm trying to...
Don't be afraid. I bring you good news. Today in Davistown, the Saviour has been born. This will prove it to you. You'll find the baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You're telling me that the Messiah, the one the prophet spoke about, has been born today, and you're inviting us to go and see him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hang on a minute. What about the sheep? We're supposed to be watching them.
Don't worry, I'll watch over them for you.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Come on then, let's go.
I know what you're going to say.
I've been rushed off my feet, I have. We've never been so busy. People are arriving in Bethlehem from all over, looking for bed and board. We're packed to the rafters, and you disappear for half the night.
I was needed elsewhere.
Needed elsewhere?
Let me explain. This young couple came in looking for a room.
We don't have any rooms. We're full.
I know. I told them that, but he was insistent. He said his wife was pregnant and they had nowhere else to go. I tried to tell them that we were busy, but it didn't make any difference. And I can't see that it would have made any difference to them anyway. And I knew that she was pregnant. You could see it, and it was due any minute. It's obviously our first, judging by our age.
Doesn't make any difference. We're still full.
Yeah, well, I told them that. But he was very insistent, said he'd sleep with the animals, said that all he wanted was somewhere warm and dry for his wife to shelter. I must be getting a bit soft or something, because I took them outside and showed them to the animals. Then I offered them some water and some blankets and some food, if they could pay. And I was just getting ready to say goodbye to them, getting ready to leave, and they smiled and thanked me. And I was just walking away when she yelled out, "He's coming, he's coming!" Well, how she knew it was a boy, I shall never know. But she was right, he was coming. So he didn't know what to do. He held on to her hand and he was so frightened, poor lamb. She was frightened too, but somehow there was something different about her. She knew certainty that things were going to happen. So I made her comfortable and I told her what was going to happen. And I had to stay around and help. He didn't leave her side for a minute. He held on to her hand. And he looked so frightened. Anyway, it seemed to take all night, but then the baby was born. And it was a boy, and I was the first to hold him. But I gave him to his mother quite quickly, because she needed to hold him. So I got the manger ready with fresh straw in it and put it in, and gave her some cloths to wrap the baby up in, and she put him in. Oh, he did look so sweet, the little thing. Look at his little face lying there. And somehow, I don't know, he seemed very special. And I thought, I want to give up everything for him. I'd give up my bed, my home, everything. But maybe he'd given up everything for me. I don't know. That child is special.
Hello? Anyone home?
Oh, who's this? Not more people looking for brooms. We're full.
We've come to see the Messiah.
The Messiah. The Messiah. Have you been drinking?
Only a bit. Keep up the chill.
The angel sent us.
Angel? Yeah, we were sat up on the hill, watching our flocks.
Shepherds. I might have known it. Get out. We don't want your sort round here.
See, I told you.
The angel said we would find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger.
But how could you know that?
She just told you. The angel told us.
The angel?
You'd better come with me. Come on, follow me.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Through him everything was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all humankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it.